Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Of course, top story. Let's check. Yes, the government is still shut down, so no change there. If you'd like to hear a little more insight on that, check out the podcast. We had Congresswoman Kat Kamik on at 8:05 this morning. She had some great insight there. It's great having Eric Trump on at 8:30. Brand new book, Under Siege, that is out there now. If you want to actually realize, man, what all the Trump family have gone through, in a sense, for us, for the American people, that is definitely going to be a book. And I'm getting texts worth reading. I'm getting texts this morning going, I ordered it just now. That is awesome. Somebody who knows a little bit about local politics, shall we say, a guy who is mayor of Newberry and also leads the Alachua County Republican Committee. We say good morning to Tim Martin. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Recovering. Black tie, blue jeans, the big annual Ronald Reagan barbecue event. A huge success, so hats off to you and the entire team, because it always takes a team. But that was an amazing event, and how did it turn out from a standpoint of, you know, going into every year, you've got your lineup, and boy, we'll talk about that. What a lineup of home run hitters you had for this one, but kind of give us a little recap on maybe how you felt about it, how you thought it was going to go versus how it did, whatever's on your heart.
I was very, very happy. I thought our team did spectacular. I actually stepped back a little bit and helped the team really put it together this year. I was sort of responsible for the advertising and the speakers,
sure.
And the team did every other aspect, basically. So
yeah.
Hats off to particularly Melissa and Desi. They just did a fantastic job for us. Mm-hmm. Couldn't be more happier. Like you mentioned, the lineup was fantastic, very well received. We had a killer audience, and just overall, it was really spectacular. I always go to the door and thank people for coming as they leave, and got all kinds of, hey, great, that was awesome, best one yet, thank you for doing it, appreciate your work. So that was very affirming, not only just for me, but just kudos to, and a hat tip to our team.
Well, and if you missed it, it's an event you need to not miss for many reasons. One, obviously, what the importance of making sure that you are aware that you know that you're not alone. You're not, you know, out there on some island by yourself. There are other people around here that are like-minded more than you think, probably. But I think what was really impressive, one of the things, was the lineup this year. I mean, you had Byron Donalds, who some folks say may be the next governor. You had Jay Collins, who could be running to be the next governor. You had Blaise Ingolia, the CFO for the state. I mean, Kat Kamik knocked it out of the park. I mean, it was just a great lineup. Just at every level, it was firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, the stars kind of aligned for all of that to come together. And I did hear the lieutenant governor's spot on your show earlier this week. And he certainly was floating the trial balloon, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He definitely was.
Yep.
And, you know, we had the governor in this week. So press conference for both the governor earlier this week, and the CFO had a press conference last week on Thursday before Black Tie Blue Jeans. So we're kind of the center of the kind of full Florida political landscape in some ways, but I think it's really a testament. You know, these folks don't come here if we aren't doing the work.
Exactly.
And laying the groundwork for those sorts of things to come together. I mean, we had over, I think we had over 500, probably 550 people in the room Thursday.
Yeah.
And I saw that the Democrats only had about 300. So in a community where we are out-registered to vote 2-1, I think that is absolutely a victory. And that's a lot of the talking points that I had for the night were really just kind of showcasing these victories that we can have as a party in Alachua County behind this blue iron curtain.
Well, and that's the key, I think. You know, and Bob's been banging that drum for 23 years. If you don't get out and vote, don't complain, because the reality is, just as the state has changed, it could happen in a Gainesville or an Alachua County as well. But if you don't get out and get involved and vote, it's not going to happen.
You got to lay the groundwork. And I keep harping on, we are not going to look the same in 5 or 10 years.
Right.
I'm not promising change overnight, but we're going to change this county red.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be based on better policies, better solutions, and better results. That's really the hallmark of what we are. And there's, I see victories for us all over the place. I know it's hard for some people maybe to translate those, because they kind of just look at the ballot box and see who gets elected. But the homework has to be done so that when we get to the test, we can pass.
I think one thing that was exciting to see, too, and that is the youth that were there, the young Republicans.
That was very intentional.
Because I think what you don't want to think that something like a black tie is, or that the Republican Party in this community is just a bunch of old white folk who've always been conservative, and you know there's only so many of them, and that's why they never win elections. There is a future to the Republican Party in this community.
Oh, no doubt. Again, we have better policies, better solutions, better results for those for those folks. And you can see repeatedly by the actions, and maybe we can get to this a little later, you can see by the actions of some of these currently elected officials that are sitting in office, everything that they do hurts our marginal and minority communities here, whether it's taking land off of the tax rolls, whether it's increasing regulations, whether it's increasing taxes, you know, whatever it is, there's a whole mix. It hurts the folks that are on the lowest rungs of the social ladder, and we have policies to get rid of that and to create that upward mobility. You know, I remember the last time I was on, or maybe the time before, I was talking about how, you know, more realtors or builders could be running for office, for instance, because those realtors are the front door to the American dream. And if we make homes so unaffordable, you know, you're condemning those people to a life of struggle, and that's it's not right, and we shouldn't have it. And I think we have a solution to that.
Well, we've talked to Keith Perry about that over the last years, and obviously him being involved in construction with roofing, he sees all the burdens that for you to build a single family home, it's just the thousands and thousands of dollars that are wasted on bureaucracy. Yeah, it is cheaper to go build, you know, a bunch of condos or you know, apartments for college kids or whatever the case may be, when the reality is that dream of owning your home, whether how small or simple it may be, unfortunately, they keep getting priced out because of red tape.
Yeah, it becomes unaffordable and it becomes unattainable.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really partially where the generational wealth starts to begin for a lot of families, particularly first generation college folks. You know, nobody in my family went to college before I did, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
So that sort of, and our pastor talks about, you know, just break the cycle, the cycle. And if you can't see beyond, you know, your rented condo, you can't see beyond your Section 8, you know, home, you can't see beyond your EBT card, that becomes very frustrating. And we see in the statistics where, you know, economic struggles become crime statistics.
Right.
Because people are frustrated, they act out. There's all sorts of different cultural things involved. But it's real. It's absolutely real. And I think people are seeing how just the Republicans as a party are a possibility that they didn't really think of before. So I'm proud of that, and I think that is the direction of Alachua County because it's been such a struggle for so long.
Talking to Tim Martin, of course, with the Alachua County Republican Committee, but also mayor of Newberry. The budget is what's making headlines, and you've got some views on that from a national perspective, I'm sure. Can you hang around a few minutes?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. You're going to be talking with Tim Martin. We'll get some insight there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here for Bob, 97.3 The Sky. You know, you can listen on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. You can always tell your smart speaker, hey, play 97.3 The Sky. You don't have to say hey. That might come off as a little bossy, a little authoritarian, but, you know, that's okay. Greg Cassidy here with Tim Martin, chairman of the Alachua County Republican Committee and also mayor of Newberry. So, Tim, thanks for hanging out a little bit this morning.
Oh, my pleasure, yeah.
We've been talking about a lot of things, and we were doing a little bit of math. Because, you know, people want to know where their money is going. We're always frustrated. We're hearing about, you know, D.C. being shut down. It's all because of budgets. We talk statewide. At least Florida has to have a balanced budget. And then you get into places like, say, Gainesville, which just love to spend money right, left, whether it's yours, mine, theirs, or anybody else's, or they can scrape it off the top at GRU. All of the above. But you were sharing some numbers off air about Alachua County and the Alachua County School Board finances.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, October 1st sets off the new government cycle for budgets. And here locally, I'm happy to report that the county and the school board have approved a combined $1.5 billion.
Alachua County,
$900
million.
School board, $600 million. Those are pretty close. I think actually the school board's 603, but hey,
wow.
what's a couple million among friends, right?
Okay, so you do a little bit of math on that, and you figure, okay, so based on population, what are we spending per person to support the Alachua County School Board, if that's the county you live in or Alachua County?
So I'm good at mathing. So
I can tell that. Yeah, you're a mathematician.
$5,357 per person.
So if you're a family of four, you're talking about 21 grand.
Yeah, a little over 21 grand per family of four that is just being spent on taxes. So compare that to what you are as an individual, maybe as a parent, taking home for your household. Mm-hmm. And there is $21,000 of it going out the door to the school board and to the county of Alachua. And, you know,
wow.
Those poor folks that don't even have any kids,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about the greater good.
Sure, right.
But
yep. You're shelling out a lot of cash. Now, again, this is sales taxes, local taxes, property taxes, all of them combined, though. But it shows what we spend, and we don't even think about it.
Well, you look at your tax bill, just subtract that from, you know, say, the $21,000.
Sure.
You know, the rest of that, you're paying through taxes at the register. You're paying that through fees maybe on your tags or on your cell phone bill where they have those excise taxes and things like that. So it it goes out. And if you are not spending that, maybe you don't even make that much money. The reality is that money is still coming in and it's probably getting borrowed, which is sort of a little bit of a segue into our national conversation about the debt on the national level. Because if it's not getting paid here locally out of somebody's pocket, it's coming from borrowed money, which is leveraged against our children and grandchildren and unborn grandchildren. It starts adding up, Greg.
I mentioned this morning that Elon Musk just crossed the threshold of the first person ever worth $500 billion. And again, you being a mathematician, you did some math on that too.
I did some mathing on that. So we need 76 Elon Musks to pay off the national debt.
That's crazy.
How many Elon Musks do we have again, Greg?
We have one.
Yeah, we got one.
And there's no one above him.
And we need 76.
We're in trouble. The budget is in trouble. Now, again, statewide, Florida has a balanced budget. We have to do that. Why don't we do that at the national level? How can they just spend money that we don't have?
They have a printing press called the Federal Reserve.
Which isn't even really the government.
No, and I know I've heard Bob talk about it.
Yes.
Heard you talk about it. And most of your analysis is spot on. If they did not have the printing press, which is theoretically unconstitutional until the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, I think it was. So that power was delegated to Congress. It was regulated through senators who were at the time were actually elected by state legislatures, not by the people. Mm. And that actually provided a very strong gatekeeper of being able to tax us. Now they just tax us directly and they sell it to us by promising us more stuff. But if they didn't have the printing press at the Federal Reserve, all of this stuff goes away. A lot of the debt goes away. A lot of the federal overspending that translates into friction among our communities and what causes people to argue, what causes things like the shutdown because of arguments and spending, all of that goes away. So if we just stuck to the Constitution, a lot of this friction goes completely away, like it just never even happened.
But we have the Mamdanis of the world running to be the mayor of New York City, promising everything, and they're just okay.
He'll eventually
hungry puppies.
Yeah, he'll eventually run out of other people's money because the city doesn't have a printing press like our federal government.
Right.
You know, we chastise countries around the world for manipulating their currency.
Yeah, right.
We're actually doing the same thing, Greg.
I know we're short on time. Last couple of minutes here. A federal level balanced budget. What would it take to do that? And are there risks to that to get there?
It won't happen because we have the printing press and a federal, you know, a national balanced budget, which I know is attractive in its sounds, but just don't get fooled by good intentions.
Right.
The reality is it doesn't address the spending. The spending is the problem.
Not the budget itself.
Because look at all the states, communities, locally, they all have balanced budgets.
Sure.
But those budgets still go up every year, don't they?
They do go up.
Yeah.
Right. But so. And so then they've got to take it from somewhere.
Yes.
But with the federal level, they take it, but then some of that is just out there and doesn't – there's not enough to take to pay for it.
And they borrow. And they borrow and they print. So it's it's a whole game. G. Edward Griffin, if you look at a book he wrote called The Creature from Jekyll Island, you can actually look up talks that he gave about that book on YouTube and get it knocked out in about an hour. But you want to dig into that a little bit, I encourage people to go check that out.
Tim Martin, chairman of the Alachua County Republican Committee and also mayor of Newberry. Always appreciate your insight and your mathing.
My mathing.
Because you're much better at mathing. I do words, you do mathing.
Great show this morning. Awesome lineup. Good job.
Thank you.
Good
job. You know, and if anybody wants to go back and make sure they don't miss that mathing from Tim Martin or the new book from Eric Trump or some amazing comments from our very own Congresswoman Kat Kamick, make sure you download it, get that podcast, get the app, and you will stay up to date.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.